Good morning, a Monday morning. Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Interesting story today, which finds, I guess, 44% statewide drop in the jail population numbers, and that's based on a variety of factors.
That's right, Dave. We took a look at what's been going on in county jails. This is opposed to state prisons, which have also seen a decline. But what you have is a 44% drop in inmate populations in county jails from summer of 2019 to summer of 2020. Three big factors at play there. First of all, you had a long downward trend in crime. Yes, we all know that shootings are up in various communities this summer, but it still hasn't made up for the fact that for a decade now, the number of arrests have gone down significantly, and the number of people housed in jails have been going down significantly, roughly 20% even before the pandemic started. And then the beginning of 2020, you had two big factors as well. First of all, we had the new bail law. Anyone accused of a misdemeanor, as long as it's not a sex crime or a violent crime, is no longer held on bail. And so you're no longer sitting in the county jail awaiting trial or awaiting arraignment. We've seen a decrease in the number of those people by about 5,000 on an average monthly basis across New York State jails. And then the third factor is the pandemic. In March, courts pretty much shut down all for emergency matters. That means cases were all put on hold, no trials were being held. And so the average monthly population of that subset also declined about 2,700. So you put together the two and you've got about 11,000 people in county jails on a monthly basis now, as opposed to more than 19, almost 20,000 just 1 year ago. And it's a significant change. Some folks are applauding that, especially those who are backing the bail reform. And of course, some people say it's not good because too many potentially dangerous people are not in the system.
From there, let's go to a growing problem now because of the pandemic and the job losses, food insecurity.
That's right. In the last few days, you've seen a number of reports kind of documenting how this has been on the rise in various parts of the state. And I'll just cite a couple here. City Harvest out of New York City said that visits are up more than 20% over last year. Deliveries are up almost 80%. A soup kitchen in Hempstead, one of the largest towns on Long Island, had been averaging 400 visits a day. Now, during the pandemic, it's more like 1,200 visits per day since March. So that's a threefold increase. So you're seeing this in all sorts of regions across the state, more people needing help with, as you say, food security because of the pandemic.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.